Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out on a Monday night in December in New York. No holiday parties. This is our own holiday party. I'm so excited to be here, and for those of you who don't know, this concert is made possible by a CMA grant, a Chamber Music America grant that's funded by the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. So thank you so much to them. And I basically like to make things really difficult for myself, and almost my entire band lives in California. So it didn't start that way, but everybody seems to have left New York, and except for Kirk. But so this is the first time I've played New York, Brooklyn, my hometown, with my full band. So I'm really excited about it, and it wouldn't have been possible without that funding. I'd love to introduce the band. I'm honored every time I get a chance to play with them, and they really bring my music to life. Myra Melford on the piano. The race car driver, Jenny Scheinman on violin. Kirk Konefke on cornet. And my partner in crime, Todd Sikafoos, on bass. We're going to start with a tune, and I also talk a lot, so I never get a chance to talk unless it's my own gig, so I solo a lot and I talk a lot. Yeah, right? So we're going to start with my homage to pork, and this is called Pork Belly, and it's the feeling you have before you eat the pork and after you eat the pork. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So we're playing instrumental music. So one of the reasons I like to talk a lot is because I like to give a story so you can, something to visualize while you're listening to this music, because you can really, you know, this can really take you to different places, this kind of music. So, and it's different every time we play. So that last tune was called CFS, Candy Flavored Sidewalks, and it's kind of the soundtrack to what it would be like if I could ride down Sixth Avenue on a skateboard and it would be paved with Jolly Ranchers. That's my soundtrack. I wanted to do a video to that, but I couldn't really make it happen. couldn't close down Sixth Avenue with my budget. So we're going to continue now with a tune. We're going to do a lot of new music tonight. And we're recording a new record in February. So I've been writing a lot, and I've had a lot of inspiration. And so... Toshi, shut up. I'm a tear ball. A tear ball? Crybaby. Crybaby? Yeah. Anyway, I wrote this next tune when my daughter, Josie, whom many of you have met, was still a cookie baking in Rachel. And so this tune is for her, and it's called Lullaby for Cookie. Thank you. Thanks so much. So a lot of this new music that I'm writing, what did you call it, Jenny? It's becoming boom ticka raka ticka boom ticka raka. Anyway, it's getting bigger and bigger. And so that being said, I'm so lucky to have my dear friend and one of the really, I think actually voted the best clarinetist in the world year after year after year. You dig. He lives in Berkeley too. He lives in California too, but he's actually playing here tomorrow night with his band, so he's in town. And I'd love to bring up the great Ben Goldberg to join us on a few tunes. This next tune is a brand new tune, hot off the presses, and it's called Fooster, named after Jose Fooster, who's a wonderful folk artist from Cuba. And this is also for my daughter, Josie B., and this is called Fooster.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was fun. Man, these musicians that I'm sharing the stage with are world class because we only made it through that song once in rehearsal. And this is the first time playing it. So, yeah. And I was making changes to it this morning. I was like holding Josie, typing voraciously, trying to print new charts. Anyway, so I just would love to give it up to them again. Myra Melford, piano. Kurt Konefke, Ben Goldberg, and Todd Sikafoos. So we're going to continue with a tune of Myra's, and this is called The Kitchen, and it's off of our last record, No Morphine, No Lilies. And this features, I guess Jenny's taking a break. Hey, that's right. It's the only way I knew what we were playing next, because I watched you leave the stage. And this will feature pretty much everybody. This is called The Kitchen. Myra Melford. Woo! How's everybody doing? Very good? Best place to be on a Monday night? I'm having a great time. We're going to continue with another new tune, and this song is called Otis Was a Polar Bear. And this is a soundtrack to Otis's dream, because he's kind of gotten the shaft since Josie came around. Oh, Otis is our dog. I'm assuming most people know my dog. Otis is our dog, and he was the baby until the real baby came, and now he gets the shaft all the time. So I wrote this for him, and this is like, he's dreaming that he's actually a big polar bear. And so this is the soundtrack to his dreams. Thank you. Ben Goldberg. So we're gonna play one more for you and then take a quick break and come back for a second short set. And we have all kinds of, I have a ton of stuff out in the lobby. I have CDs, I have t-shirts, I have vinyl, I have, oh, also, I made these really beautiful posters for tonight, and please take one. They're free. I had this whole concept where I was going to make this beautiful poster. Beautiful artist made this painting just for this night, and then I just thought I was going to sell them, and I thought, why sell them? Just give them away. So they're out front. If you would like one, please take one. They're on very nice paper. And thick paper, thick stock. There's a great printing press in Park Slope, actually in Gowanus, called Rolling Press, if you're ever looking for really good printing. They're green, and they're really great. So please take one. And this last song, I have to do this because I have been trying to get my friend Toshi to come see this band for years, and she's finally here, my great friend Toshi Regan, and... The hit, basically our biggest hit, is a tune that I wrote for her. It's called Big and Lovely, and I wrote this, see, Lucy, you're excited. I wrote this actually the morning after we used to do these things with our friend Elizabeth Ziff called Monday Night Throwdowns, and yeah, background. Anyway, so... I forget which one it was, but we would get together once a month and just go eat a ton of steak somewhere. whether it was a steakhouse. Usually it was a steakhouse. And I think maybe this was after we went to Peter Luger and totally went crazy. And I basically woke up with a meat hangover. And I wrote this for Toshi the next morning. This is called Big and Lovely. It's called Big and Lovely. It's for Toshi.
Thank you.
Big and Lovely for Toshi. Myra Melford on piano, Jenny Scheinman, violin, Kirk Konufke, cornet, Todd Sikafoos, I'm Allison Miller, we're Boom Tick Boom, Ben Goldberg on clarinet. We're gonna take about a 10-minute break and come back for some more new hot music.